Researchers at the Medical University of South Carolina have been working on fabricating living tissue, or biofabrication, since 2003. Researcher Sarah Grace Dennis says new technology, such as the Palmetto bioprinter, advanced the process considerably.
When I got here a year ago, we were printing acellular bioinks just to see if patterns could be printed. And now we are printing skeletal muscle replica implants that we've been implanting into rats.
Researchers prepare complex nutritious solutions called bioinks, made of glucose, proteins, and living cells taken from the animal that will be the recipient of the new printed tissue.
This would typically have at least 1.5 million cells in it.
The bioinks are placed in three interchangeable dispensers of the printer's head. Position of the printing surface and dispensing tip ends is controlled by lasers. Associate Chairman of Surgery for Research, Dr. Michael Yost, says the printing process is fully automated.
And with our 3D bioprinter, we've been able to create new microvascular networks that we can then grow new tissues in very key areas such as pancreas, liver, and kidney.
Researchers point out the technique is in its early stages, but they hope in a few years they may be able to print replacement tissue for damaged human organs.
Tissue biofabrication is a reality. And it's a reality now. And if you come here and you get to see it and look at it, you'll get to see it. Can't touch it, but you can really see, hey, wait a minute, this is real and this is really human.
But scientists warn they have to overcome large obstacles, such as how to supply the replacement tissue with the blood vessels essential for its survival. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.